From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
So you think you know how planets are formed. Okay, so let me refresh your memory of what you might have been taught in school. The traditional story was that planets form along with their parent star. Somewhere in a nebula, gas meets dust, things get hot and heavy, and around 9 million months later, a star and its planets are born. But now astronomers say that's not the only way it happens. In the last few years, protoplanetary disks, pancake-shaped areas of dust and gas where planets form, have been found in all kinds of unexpectedly unstellar places. Around objects called brown dwarfs, for example. Brown dwarfs are closely related to stars, but just not as hot. Insert Frank Stallone joke here. Further, from the June American Astronomical Society meeting, an international team of astronomers reports finding protoplanetary disks smack in the middle of nowhere, around little nothings called planetary mass objects, planemos for short. Okay, planemos aren't nothings, they're Jupiter-sized or bigger, but they're not associated with any stars. And here they are with their own teeny planemo systems. I tell ya, the universe just isn't what it used to be. Pancakes of dust? Good luck with your solar system mobiles, my friends. So much simpler in my day.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.